It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast, where we are recording on Diwali night.
Happy Diwali.
This is Tariq joining along with Karan.
Hey guys.
Karan, welcome back to the show after a long hiatus.
Yeah, good to be back. Good to be back. And good to do it live instead of on the phone.
So we are sitting face to face, Karan, on the night after we have hit the midway point of the Champions League. And as our resident Europe correspondent, it falls upon you to help us make some sense of how things stand in the groups right now. Who are we looking at probably going forward? Which are the teams who are in danger? Mm-hmm. And which are the groups that are most interestingly poised? So we're trying to do a quick wrap up of the Champions League. First deep dive Champions League episode of the season. So Karan, let's begin with the group that contains Barcelona, Olympiacos, Sporting Lisbon, and of course, Juventus.
Well, honestly, in regards to that group, Barcelona have been extremely impressive, and in hindsight, can't really be surprised. They've really been bossing things. Juventus have been good, you know, in their two games against Olympiacos and Sporting Lisbon. Sporting last night. But they haven't been very impressive, to be honest. They have struggled to break both teams down in both those games. Barcelona, in fact, have been very much at their best. You would actually be surprised to actually think that, you know, at any point of time, they might have actually been some sort of unrest in the Barcelona dressing room prior to the season starting. But they haven't really shown any of the hangovers from those. They've really been in scintillating form. And if anything else, you know, they've in addition to their attack, they've also been fairly solid, which is quite surprising considering it's still Barcelona's defense. But that aside, I think PSG have been really impressive so far, beating Bayern again, you know, 100% record. Neymar has been...
It definitely looked like Neymar has made an impact.
Neymar as well, you know, in addition to Neymar, there have been, you know, some really good performances by pretty much the entire squad. Of course, Neymar is definitely the focal point. Cavani has been in scintillating form. Bayern, in fact, again, there's a few question marks in terms of, you know, a bit of discomfort in their dressing room with Ancelotti leaving and all those things. So,
but I think they're not really going to be challenged in a group that has Celtic and Anderlecht. They're probably
exactly.
Going to be.
I still fancy them to, you know, at least make second in that group. But the one, I wouldn't say surprising, but the one in many ways easy on the eye, you know, scenario is the English clubs are still unbeaten. In the Champions
League. Five English teams in five different groups.
Absolutely.
Not a single loss between them.
Exactly, though we came quite close last night.
Yes, Chelsea led 2-0 against Roma, and then Roma took a 3-2 lead. Eden Hazard finally salvaging a draw in the last quarter of the game. But even then, be that as it may, it still remains equivalent. Tottenham putting in a very impressive performance against Real Madrid.
Absolutely, I think that result definitely stood out for me because I honestly thought that, you know, they were going to get a mauling in the Bernabeu. I mean, it's still the Bernabeu, so I definitely expected them to maybe, you know, come back with a 2 or 3 goal deficit in hand. But extremely impressive result from Tottenham. Manchester United 100% record.
Manchester City
100% record.
Liverpool should have had 100% record. But nonetheless, the Maribor win. Pretty impressive. Looks like finally Liverpool hitting those European strides that they should.
Very much so.
First Champions League win after 2009, by the way.
there's a little bit of trivia for you right there. But I guess the most impressive thing is not just the fact that, you know, they've been unbeaten. I actually fancy majority of the English teams to actually top the group. Maybe it's going to be really difficult for Tottenham. But definitely not for Manchester United, City, Chelsea, or even Liverpool for that matter.
In fact,
fancy
it
would be
disappointing if they do not top the group after having made the starts.
Very much so. And I would say, if you ask me, the team that is really in trouble as of now, I would say Atletico Madrid are in some level of
strife, especially after what happened last night, the 0-0 against Karabakh, a team that was thumped by Chelsea. And the Roma result means Chelsea go top. And Atletico Madrid are now 5 points adrift of the top spot.
Top spot, and they're still right now sitting in third place with 2 points from three games, which
they might miss out on Europa if Carabao put in a performance or two.
So yeah, they're definitely in trouble. So I guess that's one thing that
among
really
the big teams that
do not really have things going their way. And we're talking about, you know, finalists in two of the last four seasons. So you know, there's some impressive pedigree right there, which might miss out in the next round. So yeah, all in
all. Speaking of impressive pedigree, Karan, let's talk about the group that is the anomaly of the lot. The group that is being right now topped by a Turkish team, Beşiktaş leading the group. That's Group G with 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
The other three teams, like I said, a German team, a Portuguese team,
and a French
and
team.
French team.
And the worst part, you combine all the three, teams' points, and Beşiktaş are still one ahead. So I think that's been
so
very, very
Leipzig,
impressive.
Leipzig, Porto, and Monaco. What this does is that means Leipzig have a very realistic shot,
mm-hmm.
After having put in a breakthrough season in the Bundesliga, of making it to the Champions League second round, which would be a huge deal for them.
For sure. I mean, I'm sure all that Red Bull is definitely helping their system right now. But yeah, I think it's...
The derby does not stand for Red Bull, Karan, under Bundesliga laws. But nonetheless...
Yeah, but we know what it is.
Looking forward in the second half,
mm-hmm.
With the three match days remaining, with the return legs,
mm-hmm.
big games coming up for all these teams.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of crunch, like you've already said, we kind of expect the English clubs and the big clubs, the French ones and the Spanish ones, to make it.
Mm-hmm.
The only real threat you see is Atletico Madrid at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. I think other than that, maybe I would say to some extent Napoli are in a little bit of trouble, but I do fancy them to make up the points in the coming three games. So
their loss against Manchester City must have definitely rankled, but probably capable of beating Shakhtar Donetsk.
Definitely. And Feyenoord are not too impressive, to be honest. I mean,
Feyenoord,
three losses.
I think are among the only couple of teams who have 0 points in this entire endeavor right now.
Pretty much, yeah. I think the biggest challenge now is which of the teams who really want to avoid finishing second in their group. So we're going to have some, one way or the other, we're going to have some big teams finishing second. There's a very good chance that Bayern Munich are going to finish second in the group with
which
their loss to
Which sets up very interesting possibilities in the
yeah.
second round.
And there's more than a chance for Juventus to finish second in their group unless something extraordinary happens in the return leg in Turin.
And if the cycle continues like you were mentioning,
and
then
yeah.
every time Juventus make it to the Champions League final,
they get knocked on second round next
season,
time around.
Which generally they get knocked on second. So we do not want them drawing a Real Madrid or a Manchester City.
Yeah, thanks.
That
that's exactly what I needed though. But yeah, so far, you know, nothing that really stands out. But I would say I've been very impressed by the English clubs.
Alright, so we'll see. This is counter to usual narratives, but finally, five English teams in the Champions League and five English teams, all of them doing pretty decently for themselves, contrary to the usual narratives where they've been struggling.
Mm. Arsenal should be king themselves now.
Speaking of English clubs, we did not check in on the Europa League, but we really don't have the bandwidth for that. But that's about all the time we have for our Champions League roundup here on Soccer Sense. You can, of course, keep track of the action, and we'll bring you the crunch games on the second half of these match days when we get to the final match days and the real crunch ones come back, Karan. That's that for now. You can follow us on Sense Soccer on Twitter, or you can visit our Soccer Sense channel on Audioboom. It's audioboom.com/soccer-sense. Or you can subscribe to us on any of the broadcasting platforms. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off from this special Europe episode with our special European correspondent, Karan.
See you guys.